French girls are the sweetest. They sure know how to treat your foot when you're under stress. They do this little thing called tippity tap. And that's when they take two pencils and they stick them in their ears and they tap your toes very gently while you close your eyes and think about ice cream. You should try it if you haven't. It's only about, 30 pence to the dollar and a volunteered hand grenade. Submitment of grace and courage. Because, wow, after that, I sold my car and my house, and now I live on the streets. And I'm a little bit schizophrenic now. I talk to my phone when no one's on it, and I dream of Jeannie constantly. She asked me three wishes, and I'm like, I'm not the genie. Get back in your lamp. And then I got tried for kidnapping because it was a girl inside a lamp and it was kind of gross. She started decaying. It was nasty. So then I got a lawyer. And this lawyer told me about the Power Rangers. And I was like, well, that's pretty cool. I was like, that's cool. Go Power Rangers, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, go Power Rangers. Not those ones, but like this powdered ranger is what I meant to say. And they're at the snow and they make sure that the snow is good for skiing. And if it's not, they'll just pee on it, make it yellow so you can't do it. Or at least you'll know better. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. Maybe it's time for a commercial or something. I don't know. Joe Rogan's gonna appear on my show next week. He's kind of nervous though. So, anyways, here's my commercial about flaxseed.
Hello. Sorry. Flaxseed. Is it good or is it bad? It's good, not bad. Okay. I just want everyone to know that because everything's gonna be okay. Everything's gonna be okay. Okay. It's gonna be okay.
To be or not to be, that is the question. The question is the answer to everybody's hearts. And when we die, we turn to worms, and the worms turn to thoughts. And thoughts eat the worms, and then we're back to robots. To be is to now be alone with worms in the dirt. Thank you.
I wish I was more dumber. You know what I'm saying? If I was more dumber, it'd be great. It'd be so good because, I would not know things, and I'd just take that the guy on the television set's word for it. I mean, sentences for it, something like that. I don't know. I just want to let everyone know that I gotta stop rubbing my legs because it comes up on the mic and it sounds really bad. It's my nervous habit. So I'm just saying, I'm just saying. I hope everyone can feel me right now, because I want to be felt. And I just want to let you know that apparently, Irish people can't be racist. I read it in a book. Irish people cannot be racist. I mean, they can, but they're not racist. When they bring racist, they're not racist. I'm just want to let you know that. So, Irish people, when they're being racist, it's not actually racist. Okay? It's just so to clear that up. I'm a first generation Norwegian from the planet Xantar, and I live in Vietnam right now. And we can be racist, I guess. Even though when we're not trying to be racist, we're not being racist, we are racist. It's what I hear. It's what I read in a book. So if I say I like your hat, then I'm being racist. I'm just letting you know that, okay? I don't want to piss anyone off, you know, offend anyone. I just want you to feel comfortable and not emotional and have any emotions at all. I don't want you to laugh. I don't want you to cry. I don't want you to do anything. I just want you just to sit there, okay? And let me know if I'm doing something wrong that makes you mad. Because if I am, then I'll just take my own life right now and I'll end it. And you won't be suffer. You won't have any microaggressions. You can live your life with your pronouns and stuff. It doesn't matter what I do, I'm being racist. But just remember, Irish people, though, they could be like, I hate Chinese people, and that's not racist. Just Irish people. If I say it, then I go to prison. Just so you know, okay? Because my ancestors gave them red hair back in the day. The Vikings came and raped and pillaged them and totally messed with all the women, and that's why they have red hair now. So thanks to my ancestors who did a great deal of destruction and killing and pillaging and discovering stuff. And yeah, they didn't wear horned hats. There's no horned hats at all. That's just fake fallacy. That you could say that could be racist, but it's not, because we're Norwegian. We're the racist ones, I guess. So you just know that, okay? That microaggressions come from me like every 5 seconds. I'll be like, I like water, and it's a microaggression. You know what I'm saying? I don't make this stuff up. I read it in a book, so it must be true, okay? Just, this is like a forward statement for all the transgender phobic, homophobic, racophobic, I don't know, Irishophobic, alienophobic, lawophobic, rulesophobic, you know, all them people, the haters. Yeah, they can just, you know, you can just unsubscribe now, you know, please do. You make me sick.